And they'd have places in there where they could put the cow's head in the in between some posts, like, mm-hmm. so she wouldn't move around a lot while they were milking her. And they might call that the dairy. Sometimes they'd have tables in there where they could, you know, have buckets of milk, and they might have a milk closet or something in there, too.
What do you mean, a milk closet?
Well, my grandmother used to have one. It was like a china cabinet in dimensions. Mm-hmm. It had doors that opened up, and they had cheesecloth behind it instead of glass in it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they had screens like a pie cabinet had. And on the shelves, they put the milk that they were curdling for cheese and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they could keep it at room temperature in those things.
What would they call the milk after it curdled?
Curds, or sour milk, or...
Did you ever hear of clabber or thick milk?
Oh yeah, Mother said when she was little she liked to eat toast with sugar and clabber on it, and I always thought that sounded terrible.
What kind of cheese would they make with that?
Just regular yellow cheese, rat trap cheese. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of making cottage cheese or cream cheese?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they made those, yeah, or farmer's cheese.
What is farmer's cheese?
It's kind of like, have you ever eaten Munster? Mm-hmm. It's a white cheese, and it's fairly low in calories because it's more made from the skim part of the milk. And it's just a lightweight white cheese. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have much of a flavor to it. Like, kind of like cottage cheese doesn't have much of a flavor.
They raised cotton around here. What sort of work would you have to do for cotton?
Well, they had to pick it. And when they picked by hand, they used big 100-pound bags. Mm-hmm. And they'd pick 100 pounds at a time. They'd get like $2 a hundred. It was good money back then. God, it would take, I don't know about them. Most of the people that picked could pick pretty fast. My brother and I tried it 1 year. My grandfather didn't want us to because of the snakes and stuff, but we tried it 1 year. And I never even got the bottom filled good before I gave out. That's hard, dirty work. And it's the heat of the summer when you pick cotton. It's around August when they pick down here. And that's the hottest time. And it was really bad out there. And they'd pick it in these bags and they'd dump it into a trailer. First they'd weigh it and pay them their money. And they'd dump it into a trailer and they'd haul it to the gin. And at the gin, they had this thing that sucked it up and then took the seeds out and then baled it.
Before they pick it, first of all, break up the ground, they'd use a
disc.
Or before that, I mean a long time ago, they'd use it.
Oh, back then they used to use
something that a horse would pull.
Yeah, and I can't even think of it now. A plow.
Uh-huh. Were there
the
different
plowshares?
Huh?
Plowshares.
Uh-huh. Were there different kinds of plows? Or?
Yeah, there were the ones that you had to do by hand with nothing pulling them, and then there were the ones that they had horses or oxen pulling. Mm-hmm.
What about mules? Did you ever see mules used to plow?
They didn't really use mules down here that much. They had them some for riding a little bit, but uh-huh. not for heavy work. Mules are pretty cantankerous.
What would you call two mules hitched together?
Team.
Huh?
A team.
Okay. What about something that you'd use after a plow, something that had a lot of teeth in it to break up the clods and dirt?
I don't know whether I'd ever seen it. Dang, you cut it out.
Did you ever hear of a harrow or harrow?
Yeah, I saw one of those in a movie once in England, an English movie. Uh-huh. But I've never seen one of those used down here.
What would you call it?
I wouldn't, because, I mean, I heard the term, you know, in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But I really wouldn't have known what it was otherwise.
Did you ever